Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:32. Students enrolled in Tennessee's pilot voucher program can soon opt out of taking the Tennessee Comprehensive Assessment Program, or TCAP. Lawmakers recently passed a measure that allows these students to take another nationally recognized test instead. A state report showed that the voucher recipients were underperforming compared to their public school peers, and opponents of the bill, like Representative Sam McKenzie of Knoxville, say it's an attempt to hide the fact that vouchers are not working as well as expected.
Experiments are great. You get your hypothesis, you say it's going to come out this way, and you perform the experiment. That's a good thing. That's the scientific way. Sometimes the measurement does not align with your hypothesis. Sometimes it's a failure.
McKenzie says the student performance tests are the best way to inform lawmakers on how well vouchers are working. Each voucher is nearly $10,000 and helps families cover the costs of attending private school. Media giant Paramount Skydance is investing money outside the typical TV and film mecca in Hollywood, and some of those investments are coming to Middle Tennessee. Paramount is hiring at its Nashville office once again after gutting the operation in 2024 ahead of its merger with Skydance. The Tennessean reports there's a growing interest in TV and film production in the state, and key infrastructure has been established, like stages in Smyrna and Berry Hill. Paramount Skydance also has a Country Music Foundation, owns Country Music Television, and is a backer of Music City Rodeo. Software giant Oracle is headed by Larry Ellison, David's father. The company just leased more than 100,000 square feet of office space in the Neuhoff district. That's expected to bring its office workers up to about 2,000 people in Middle Tennessee, while the company works on building a corporate headquarters on the up-and-coming East Bank. The debate over party buses is reigniting in Nashville. News station WKRN reports Transportainment. Critics are coming to small licensing commission meetings urging members to deny new sightseeing and party buses. They're pushing for a cap on licenses. City officials say they can't do that without state permission. You're listening to Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN.